Before the mid-1800s, there was no Dante's View, nor was there a Devil's Cornfield. These names were coined by the hustlers and con men who sought to attract visitors and investors to this burgeoning mining area. As little mining towns were built on the higher slopes of the Funeral, Black, and Panamint Mountains, the name coiners were busy attracting rubes to invest in their low-grade and no-grade mines. Although several successful mining ventures were launched, much of the hype was bogus. And whereas a lot of Eastern and San Francisco investors lost money, this has become one of the enduring charms of Death Valley, adding a human dimension to the natural mystique. Sitting just west of the Nevada boundary in the Basin and Range District of the Mojave Desert, Death Valley is all but surrounded by mountain ranges with a few roads connecting the valley to the outside world through narrow passes. On the east side of the valley is the Armagosa Range, comprised of three separate units. The Grapevine Mountains are at the north, with the Funeral Mountains defining the central section. The Black Mountains lie in north-south direction between Furnace Creek Wash and the southern end of the valley at Jubilee Pass. The Owlshead Mountains lie in a particular position at the extreme south end of the valley. The western side of the valley is defined by the Panamint Range, with Telescope Peak its highest spot at an elevation of 11,049 feet. Beyond the Panamints, to the west is the long, dry Panamint Valley. To the east of the Armagosa Range is the Armagosa Desert, striated by the wide washes of the Armagosa River, which intermittently flows south from Beatty, Nevada, through Death Valley Junction, curving to the west and then north to enter Death Valley below Jubilee Pass. The valley is more than 100 miles long. The southern portion is the Armagosa River sink, dry most of the time, with a shallow, intermittent lake created by winter rains in some years. The lake disappears soon after the rains cease in the spring. The central part of the valley is hard salt pan. Here is the lowest point in the hemisphere, 282 feet below sea level, and the spring-fed oasis at the mouth of the Furnace Creek Wash on the eastern side of the valley. Today, we find the National Park headquarters and overnight accommodations in this area, including Furnace Creek Ranch and Furnace Creek Inn. Zabriskie Point is a major geological feature. The northern third of Death Valley is bordered by the Panamint and Grapevine Mountains, containing a large area of sand dunes near Stovepipe Wells Village. Farther north is more salt pan and a dormant volcanic area which includes Yubihibi Crater. Grapevine Canyon is one of the three eastern exit routes from the valley and the location of Scotty's Castle. At the extreme north end of the valley, which can be reached by road from Nevada, is the old Palmetto mining area, including the hamlet of Lita. The daily temperature is a popular talking point for visitors. The hottest ever temperature recorded in Death Valley was 134 degrees Fahrenheit, which is 56.7 degrees Celsius, on July 10, 1913. This is second only to a higher temperature taken in Africa. However, this reading was made at Furnace Creek, at a point higher than Badwater. Longtime Death Valley residents say that daily temperatures at Badwater are consistently higher than those at Furnace Creek. Could Death Valley be the hottest place on Earth? We think so.